Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sarah Smith bringing us back. Great song. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest. Rick is a columnist, outstanding columnist for Yahoo Finance, the author of Liberty for All, his new book, which I encourage you to check out. Rick, thanks again for being here. You reported recently on Hillary Clinton's economic plan, her economic platform for her presidential campaign, right?
I did. We're going to hear a lot about this for the next 16 months, I guess, is how much we've got left. And Hillary is having a hard time finding anything new to say economically. I mean, I've written a lot about what President Obama has tried to do in terms of his economic plan. And her so-called plan, which she hasn't, she still has to provide lots of details, but her plan sounds quite a lot like Obama's plan. And I think we have to keep in mind, there's nothing, Obama's plan, for the most part, is pretty pragmatic, and for the most part, with a few exceptions, relatively centrist. But his plan is just gathering dust on the shelves because it has no chance of getting enacted by Congress.
Right, right.
And we're going to have a Republican, at least one House of Congress will be in Republican hands during the next president's first term. And if Hillary ends up getting elected, I think she's going to face exactly the same problem as Obama, which is economic ideas that have very little chance of getting through Congress.
Well, you said that it looked like it was going to be she was having trouble finding something unique, and it was going to be a lot like Obama's plan. But the truth is, the liberals' approach to economics to our economy has limited things that they can say. And it seems like all of them, instead of making economic sense, are more political plays. Now, of course, both sides play politics with their economics, but my point is, like raising wages is a key to restoring prosperity. Well, okay, so a liberal like Hillary wants to raise wages by fiat, by government fiat, whereas if you're a free market type of person, you want to raise wages by growing the economy. So,
well, I think, yeah, and growing, and that's the right way to raise wages is that the market raises wages because
right.
the demand for labor goes up. I mean, we all
right.
would prefer that, obviously. The question is,
well, I don't know. I don't think Obama and Clinton prefer that.
It's better for the, let's put it this way, it's better for the economy overall. But you're right. You might call this the sort of liberal. The liberal plank of the economic plan, which is raise the minimum wage. Obama wants to go from $7.25 to $10.10.
Right.
Hillary Clinton hasn't said where she wants it to go. But, you know, the other sort of liberal tenets here would be raise taxes on the wealthy, you know, do things to protect labor unions and so on.
Right.
But there
right.
are some what I think of as centrist pragmatic ideas that both sides, both Republicans and Democrats, kind of support, and we're not even seeing any action on that. I mean, I'll give you two. First of all, find some way to fund infrastructure improvements. I mean, both sides agree we really need to, you know, fix up the bridges, tunnels, everything like that, and we need to find a way to pay for it. And there are some interesting ideas, you know, public-private infrastructure banks.
But haven't
like
we
that.
Already paid for? Hasn't that money already been raised, just spent poorly, and in advance of when we collected it? I mean, isn't there? If we wanted to do set asides, couldn't there be enough infrastructure money already? If the government ran itself like you and I have to run our businesses, couldn't we already have that money set aside?
Well, it's obviously an ongoing process. I mean, anybody who lives near a highway knows you don't fix it once and then it's done in perpetuity. And of
right.
course, we had the big stimulus plan, and that was, you know, back in 2009, that did involve a lot of infrastructure spending. And now there's discussion. I mean, you know, the Highway Trust Fund is running out of money, and that's funded by the gas tax. And raising the gas tax is obviously not a popular idea. So we're trying to find new ways to come up with the money that's supposed to be spent on highway maintenance. Mm-hmm. And we need to find new ways. And so that's one example of a centrist way to fix a problem we know we have. Both Clinton and Obama do want to do corporate tax reform, which is another thing we need to do, which
right.
is get the tax rate down, close some of the loopholes.
Well, and that's a bipartisan thought too.
I mean, everybody does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Obama wants to bring it down to 28%. Mitt Romney back in 2012 said 25%. Others wanted to be. So there's a gap, but the gap is not unbridgeable. Yet, because it's all about politics, not about really fixing the economy. Nothing is happening on this in Washington. I mean, they're starting to talk. Maybe we'll get ready to do something once Obama's gone.
Well, I don't think anybody would ever accuse Barack Obama for being attentive to the economy. I mean, when have you ever heard him spend more than make more than one comment about the economy? I mean, I think he's literally MIA when it comes to the economy.
This is the point I'm trying to get to, Jim. Here's what Obama would say in his own defense. Hey, I have many very clear ideas that are sitting on Congress that will just simply can't get voted on.
Right.
So I think you can say he's been ineffective on the economy, at least the last couple, because nothing he proposes can get
but,
passed.
But if he really wanted to affect the economy, he'd be getting in there with his sleeves rolled up with the Republicans, and he'd be finding some kind of common ground. He doesn't do that, neither do the Republicans, and consequently we have a morbid economy. We're eight, nine years into our lost decade, so... Meanwhile, this is what I meant in the last half hour, that Main Street's got to take back America. We got to straighten Washington out, folks. We got to do it from Main Street. Stay with us. Right back with Rick Newman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.